Yesterday, we all had the opportunity in the office as all three radio stations came together. I don't know if you guys know this, but we own 92.3 and ESPN 101. So we all went to a Cardinals game yesterday. And our coworkers, I don't know if they get let out like as a group on a free day, kind of like they did yesterday much. But I'll tell you what, it was crazy.
Yeah, when they get together, it gets a little out of control.
Okay, so me being pregnant needed to go home and take a nap, so I missed the game. What did I miss?
Okay, so first, when you go to a company function, even though you're not really working, should you sit with your coworkers at a baseball game? That's the first big question.
If would the company provided the tickets, yes, I would.
You should, right?
Yeah.
Okay, there are several people in our building who did not. And they just sat in the section over from us, asking everybody, like, why weren't they wanting to hang out with us? What's the deal there? So I'm not going to say any names, but just to let you know, we have some coworkers that didn't want to hang out with us.
Well, you can say my name because I tried to sit in my seat, like on my ticket.
No, somebody else was sitting there.
And I sat down and I was not near anyone. Like I was put off on an island away from everyone. So finally I'm like, I'm going to go sit with everybody else.
The people that you were sitting with, they just kind of filled that area.
Yeah.
So they didn't have tickets for it.
Yeah, exactly.
So the other one is, you know, the mechanical bull at PBR?
Oh, I've been on that bull.
Yeah. Well, now you and a couple sales women have also been on that bull. And I will also not say any names because the people listening do not know.
But you will share me pictures with me, right?
In video. The whole video.
Come on.
So the big crux that I took away from yesterday is office romances. There may be a couple brewing in our office.
Really?
And I don't know if
there's not that many single people. So, Spencer, who are you dating?
Yeah, exactly.